愿大家平安。
Let me peace to our brothers and sisters.
啊，愿主耶稣的恩典，他的平安喜乐，能够时常充满在我们的生活里头。
May the blessing, peace, and joy of God be always in our lives.
今天早上我们来学习的题目是在基督里的力量。
This morning we'd like to share on the topic the strength in the Lord.
要从腓立比书第四章里头来查考。
And we'll study this in the book of Philippians chapter 4.
我们在生活当中，我们需要有力量。
In our lives, we need strength.
这样子我们才能够面对着我们每一天的生活。
And only then can we face every day of our life.
从这一章的查考里头，我们可以看出来，在基督里头，我们能够得着力量。
And from this chapter, we can study that we can receive strength in Jesus Christ.
我们请看腓立比书四章第一节。
It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1.
腓立比书第四章第一节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 1.
我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
Verse 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
这个保罗这个时候是在罗马。
At this time, Paul was in Rome.
他被囚禁。
And he was, he was imprisoned.
那他写这个这封信啊，就是腓立比书，去给腓立比地方的信徒。
And he wrote this letter, which is the book of Philippians. He wrote it for the church in Philippi.
那这是一封充满着喜乐跟勉励的书信。
And this is a letter that is full of joy and encouragement.
因为保罗想到腓立比的信徒呢，他心中就充满着感谢跟喜乐。
Because whenever Paul thought about the church in Philippi, his heart was full of joy and thanksgiving.
因为这些弟兄姐妹他们常常挂念着保罗。
Because these brothers and sisters often cared and thought about Paul.
他们也三番两次的差派他们的人到罗马去探望帮助保罗。
And many times they also sent their own members to go to Rome to help Paul.
那他们这些信徒，他们自己在生活上、信仰上，也都有很好的表现。
And these members themselves have very good, good behavior and show their faith.
所以保罗说：“你们就是我的喜乐。”
And that is why Paul says that you are my joy.
我一想到他们，心里就觉得很安慰。
Because once he thought about them, his heart was very comforted.
保罗说你们也是我的冠冕。
Paul also says that you are my crown.
因为他们所表现出来的实在是能够荣耀神。
Because what they showed could truly glorify God.
但是保罗接着又说你们也应当靠着主站立得稳。
But Paul continues to say that you need to stand fast in the Lord.
你们现在好，但是要一直好下去，将来也要好。
Meaning that you are good now, but you need to continue to be good, and in the future you will also stay firm.
我们要能够保持得好呢，也需要有力量才能够维持。
And to remain so good, you also need to have strength.
所以保罗说，你们要靠着主站立得稳。
And so that's why Paul says that you must rely on the Lord to be able to stand fast.
我们在生活当中，我们要求这个。生活或者信仰都要求更进步更好。
In our lives, we often need to pray and ask for improvement in our life and faith.
但是事实上，在生活当中，我们碰到很多的困难或者阻挡或者软弱。
But in fact, a lot of times in our life, we meet up with a lot of difficulties or weaknesses.
所以我们需要有力量来去面对。
And so we need to have strength to be able to overcome them.
而这个力量呢，我们可以从在耶稣基督里头来得着。
And this strength we can receive from Jesus Christ.
如果我们不用面对困难，那么我们或许就不用不着力量。
If we do not have any difficulties, then perhaps we don't need any strength.
所以我们先来看看一个活在世界上的基督徒，他会面对哪些事情。
And so first I'd like to share on which kind of difficulties will a Christian in this world have.
不但是世上的人要遇见，就是我们基督徒也同样的生活在这个大的环境里头。
And so these are difficulties that not only everybody else faces, but we as Christians who live in this world will also face.
请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
说当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand.
保罗说到说， 你们要面对着众人。
Paul says that you need to face all men.
我们在生活当中脱离不了人。
In this world, we cannot leave man.
哦，那人就包含着一些事情。
And men also encompass certain things.
哦，所以我们每天对着人，对着事情。
And so every single day, we're facing men and things.
啊，这些人，这些事情，有时候就成为我们生活当中的一个困扰。
And these men and these things, these sometimes often become the difficulty in our life.
有时候因为人或者事情让我们觉得很灰心。
And sometimes it is because of these people or these things that cause us to become very discouraged.
甚至让我们觉得说很这个活着好像没有什么意思。
And even to the point where we feel that to live it has no meaning.
比如有时候我们会遇到一些很无理的人。
For example, sometimes we reach some very irrational people.
我们请参考但以理书第二章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 2.
旧约圣经但以理书第二章。
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书二章十二节，在旧约的1039页。
Daniel chapter
2,
verse 12.
旧约圣经1038页，但以理书2章12节。
Daniel chapter
2,
verse
12. 12节，因此王气愤愤的大发怒怒，吩咐灭绝巴比伦所有的哲士。13节。
Verse 13.
于是命令发出，哲士将要剑杀，仍旧寻找但以理和他的同伴，要杀他们。这里说到尼布甲尼撒王有一次他非常的愤怒。
Here it talks about a time when Nebuchadnezzar was very angry.
因为他在一个晚上他做了一个奇怪的梦。
Because on one night he had a very strange dream.
做了梦之后呢，他心中很混乱，很不平安。
And he did not have any peace after he had this dream.
但是呢，他又把照圣经来的描述呢，他又把那个梦忘记了。
But according to what the Bible described, he also forgot what the dream was about.
但是呢，他却这件事情却在他一直在他心上。
Yeah, this thing was always in his heart.
所以他就召集了他的这些国家里头这些会解梦的、会观异兆的。
And so he gathered all the people in his kingdom that knew how to interpret dreams.
这些在当时呢，他们称为。有智慧的人或称为哲士。
And at that time, these people were called the wise men.
这些人就来到王的面前。
And so all these people came in front of the king.
王就说我做了一个奇怪的梦。
And so the king said that I have dreamed a strange dream.
到一直到现在我还是为这个梦所困扰着。
And even until now, I am still flustered by this dream.
但是我把梦忘了。
But I forgot the dream.
你们要替我将这个梦讲出来，而且要解释这个梦的意思。
And what you need to do is to tell me what I dreamt about, and also to interpret the meaning of the dream.
结果这些被叫来的人，他们就觉得很困难。
And so the people who were gathered felt this was a difficult task.
他们说，王啊，你没有将梦告诉我们，我们怎么能够为你解梦呢？
And they said, King, you have not told us what your dream was about. How can we interpret the dream for you?
但是王还是这么无理的。来做要求。
But the king still very irrationally requested this.
那这些人到最后说，王啊，除了神之外，没有人能够做这样的事。
And until the end, where the wise men said that, oh king, nobody else can do this except for God.
所以王就更加生气。
And so at this point, the king got even angrier.
养你们这些人真没有用。
It's so useless for me to take care of all you people.
我需要你们的时候，你们竟然没有办法来帮忙我，为我解决问题。
At the time when I need you, you can't even help me to answer the problems that I have.
所以就在愤怒当中，他就下了一道命令。
And so in his anger, he gave a command.
将这些所谓的哲士全部把我杀掉。
He said to kill every single one of the wise men.
当时但以理这些犹太人呢，他们被抓到巴比伦国来，他们也属于这一群人。
And Daniel and his companions at that time they were taken captive into Babylon. They also were part of these group of wise men.
但以理跟这些人一样，同样面对着这么无理的一个国王。
And Daniel and his companions were also facing this same irrational king.
那在那一个时代里头，国王所下的命令，不管合理不合理，那就是命令。
at that time, whether or not the king gave a rational or irrational command, that was a command.
别人遇到了丹尼里，他们这些属神的人，他们也遇到这样的问题。
Other people faced this problem, but Daniel and his friends who belong to God, they also met up with this problem.
有时候在生活当中，我们遇到一些不讲理的人。
And so sometimes in our lives, we face up with some irrational people.
在人与人相处当中，有时候我们也遇到一些别人的这种批评或者嫉妒。
And sometimes in our lives, we also meet up with some other people's criticism or jealousy.
请看丹尼里书第六章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 6.
丹尼里书六章二节到五节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 2 to verse 5。
第二节又在他们以上立总长三人，丹尼里在其中，使总督在他们三人面前回复事务，免得王受亏损。第三节。
Verse 3。
因这丹尼里有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督。王又想立他治理通国。第四节。那时总长和总督寻找丹尼里误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。第五节。那些人便说，我们要找参这丹尼里的把柄，除非在他神的立法中，就找不着。啊，这是丹尼里遇到的另外一件事情。
And this was another problem Daniel ran into.
啊，这里说丹尼里呢，他是一个忠心办事的人。
Here it says that Daniel was a faithful man.
啊，而且呢，他办事又有能力，啊，所以呢都没有错误过失。
And so he also had strength in all that he did, so there was not any error or fault.
啊，照理说这样的一个人是应该值得啊别人来尊敬他，哦，来称赞他的。
And logically speaking, such a person should be respected by other people.
哦，但是有时候因为我们表现得太好了，哦，反而遭受别人的嫉妒，哦，甚至啊，在这里我们看到这些其他的人想要陷害丹尼里。
But sometimes because our behavior is too good, we invoke jealousy in other people, and so like this, these people wanted to harm Daniel.
哦，好像我们做对了，哦，做好的事情。结果呢，在别人看起来好像是错的。
And so even if we do good things and correct things in the eyes of other people, it seems like it is wrong.
哦，如果我们在工作当中，我们碰到这样的事情，我们是不是会觉得很，我觉得很伤心，觉得很，啊，很受挫折
？And so if we meet up with these kinds of problems in our work, will we feel that we're very sorrowful and that we were wrong? We were wrongly, we were frustrated.
我们是不是需要有一股不一样的力量啊，让我们能够面对这些事实
？And do we need some kind of other strength to be able to face these difficulties？
哦，在腓立比书四章，我们刚才所念的第五节说，哦，要让众人看出我们谦让的心来。
And just now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, we said that to let other people know and see the gentleness in us.
啊，因为主已经近了。
Because the Lord is at hand.
啊，因为我们的神就在我们的生活当中。
Because our God is in our life.
啊，我们对人，我们要有这样的一个原则。
And we need to have this kind of principle to other people.
哦，就是谦让的原则。
It is a gentle principle.
那丹尼里呢，他就是把握住这一个原则。
And Daniel, he held on to this one principle.
哦，所以看起来好像他被陷害。
So it seemed like he was the one who was being hurt.
哦，看起来好像他吃亏。
And it seemed like he was the one who was taken advantage of.
哦，看起来好像他怎么这么笨。
And it seems like how come he is so foolish.
但是你从另外一个角度来看。
But if we look at it from another point of view.
为什么他能够跟别人不一样
？How could he be different from other people?
他能够不去计较。
And how could he not go and argue with other people?
他还能够活得好好的。
Instead, he could still lead a very good life.
哦，比如他的同事陷害他。
For example, his coworkers try to harm him.
哦，他也是一个国王最，他是国王最赏识的人。
But he was also one that the king liked the most.
哦，他可以在国王面前来反击。
He could go in front of the king to tell his side.
哦，但是呢。但我们看到丹尼里他没有这样子做。
Well, we can see that Daniel didn't do any of this.
哦，他为什么能
？And why was he able to do this?
啊，因为他是属神的人。
It's because he belongs to God.
啊，在神里头，他得到这股不一样的力量。
And in God, he received this different kind of strength.
我们再看但以理书二章二十七节。
Let's also look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 27.
但以理书二章二十七节。
Daniel chapter 2, verse 27.
二十七节。
27.
但以理在王面前回答说，王所问的那奥秘事，则是用法术的、术士观照的，都不能告诉王。二十八节。
28.
只有一位在天上的神能显明奥秘的事，他已将日后必有的事指示尼布甲尼撒王。你的梦和你在床上脑中的意象是这样。二十九节。王啊，你在床上想到后来的事，那显明奥秘事的主把将来必有的事指示你。三十节。至于那奥秘的事显明给我，并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人，乃为使王知道梦的讲解和心里的思念。国王那个没有办法解答的梦啊，但以理要为他解答。
The dream that the king could not decipher was the dream that Daniel here was going to tell the king about.
但是我们看到但以理所表现出来的是非常的非常的谦卑的。
We can see that the way Daniel acted here was very humble.
他没有说那些人都不行，只有我行。
He didn't say that everybody else is not able to, and only I am able.
哦，他说我也不行。
Instead, he said that I also am not able.
哦，但是除神愿意把这个事情显明给我，所以我就知道。
It is only because God wanted to reveal this to me that is the reason why I know it.
哦，他说不是我的智慧胜过一切的人。
He said that it is not because I have more wisdom than anybody else.
所以我们每一天都要面对着很多的人。
And so every single day we have to face a lot of people.
我们真的要有力量，我们才能够面对。
We truly need the strength before we can face these people.
我们再来看，看回腓立比书四章第六节。
Turn back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
新约圣经280页。腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。前面。
Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
这里说到说保罗勉励说我们要一无挂虑。
Here it says to be anxious for nothing.
意思就是说我们会遇到很多让我们操心挂虑的事情。
Meaning that we will face a lot of things which will cause us to become anxious.
有时候是肉体上的挂虑。
Sometimes it is the worries in our, for our flesh.
有时候是心灵上的挂虑忧伤。
And sometimes it is sorrow or concern in our, for our emotions.
有时候心灵上的打击啊，这个是更痛苦的。
And these kinds of attacks.Either emotionally or mentally, these sometimes hurt even more.
所以我们在生活当中，我们会碰到忧虑、忧伤、挂虑的事情。
And so in our lives, we will face up with things that cause us sorrow and worries.
我们刚才说，我们一定会碰到人跟事，碰到一些人跟事。
And just now we said that we would often meet up with, we will always meet up with people and things.
有时候因为这些人、这些事，就带给我们生活当中有压力、有挂虑。
And sometimes it is these people and these things that bring us worries or pressure in our lives.
有时候是我们自己生活当中的事情让我们挂虑。
Sometimes it is things in our own lives that causes us to worry.
父母跟儿女之间。
Parents and the children.
在圣经里头有个雅各，他生了十二个儿子。
In the Bible, there was a man named Jacob, and he had 12 sons.
我们从他的一生里头，我们看到他这些儿女带给他多少的忧虑，多少的烦恼。
And we can see in his entire life how much worry this person, his sons brought towards him.
他曾经为了这个他的两个孩子，这个闯下的大祸，心里忧伤。
And at one time he was, his heart was very sorrowful because of a big, disaster that his two sons brought on.
就是这个西缅跟利未，他们用刀杀了这个示剑城的人。
It was because Simon and Levi, they killed the.They killed a man in the city.
那当时雅各呢？他非常害怕。
But at that time, Jacob was very nervous.
因为他怕这周围的人会起来报复。
Because he was afraid that those people surrounding them would come and revenge.
哦，所以他甚至说我们有生命的危险。
And so he even said that there's danger for our lives.
他也曾经以为约瑟被野兽吃掉了。
And at one point he also thought that Joseph was eaten by a wild beast.
哦，因为约瑟的哥哥们拿着约瑟的彩衣沾满的血迹拿到雅各的面前。
It is because Joseph's brothers took his colorful cloak and put it in blood and gave it back to Jacob.
哦，他们这些他这些儿子骗爸爸说，我们的这个小兄弟可能被野兽吞吃了。你看，这是不是他的衣服
？And they were lying to their father, saying, "Perhaps our younger brother has been eaten by some kind of wild beast. Is this his clothes?"
哦，我们人常常是往坏的地方想。
And a lot of times we think towards the negative side.
雅各一看到这件衣服沾满的这个血迹，他也分不清楚这个是动物的血还是人的血，哇，他就大哭了。
And Jacob, when he looked at the clothes, he didn't even think whether or not this was the blood of an animal or blood of a person. He just started crying.
他就认为说，我最心疼的儿子遭遇了不幸。
And the first thing he thought was that my favorite son has met up with some unfortunate thing.
哦，甚至他说我会悲悲惨惨的，哦，这个下阴间。
And he even said that he would go very sorrowful into his grave.
哦，他觉得说我再活，再来这个活着的时间呢，对我来讲没有意义了。
He said that he didn't think that the life in front of him would have any more meaning.
哦，雅各有十二个孩子，哦，所以他为这十二个孩子有很多的挂虑。
Jacob had 12 sons, and because of these 12 sons, he had a lot of worries.
哦，一直到他年老的时候，到处都是饥荒。
Even until when he became very old, there was famine all around.
哦，他差派他的儿子到有粮食的埃及去买粮食。
And so he sent his sons to a place where there was food, which was Egypt.
哦，结果那一次西缅呢，也被留在那里当人质。
And at that time, Simon was also kept there as a prisoner.
哦，年纪已经那么老迈了，他还要为他的孩子在那边挂虑。
And so even though he was so old, he still needed to worry for his son.
啊，所以当父母亲啊，实在是真的很辛劳。
And so being a parent is truly very hard on the heart.
啊，虽然有时候我们啊，虽然我们现在一般来讲，我们孩子都不多哦，一个、两个或三个。
And so sometimes even now we do not have that many children, maybe one, two, or three.
哦，但是有时候两个孩子所带给父母亲的烦恼，就可能比雅各那时候十二个孩子所给他的烦恼还要多。
But maybe two sons nowadays will give more worries to the parents than the 12 sons that Jacob had towards him.
啊，所以我们做儿女的要好好的去体会父母心的难处。
And so as children, we need to try to experience the worries that we put our parents through.
哦，我们小孩子，我们儿女的每一个动作，对父母亲的心情的影响都很大的。
Every action that a child does has great impact on how the parents feel.
哦，有时候你觉得说很好玩，很好笑。
And sometimes you think something is very funny.
哦，你知道你父母亲为了你这件事情提心吊胆。
And do you know that your parents are so worried about you over this one thing?
哦，有时候你没有说出来，父母亲还不那么忧虑。一说出来，哇，父母亲可能好几个晚上都睡不着觉。
And sometimes if you don't say what you're doing, then you don't worry your parents. But once you say it, perhaps they can't even sleep a couple of nights.
哦，但是我意思不是叫你们说做什么事情都隐瞒着父母亲。
But my meaning is not to say to hide what you're doing from your parents.
有时候为了亲人的事情，我们也会心里有这个挂虑。
And sometimes we also have this kind of worry towards the people close to us.
利百加曾经为了他的两个儿子心里充满着忧虑。
And at one point, Rebecca was full of sorrow for her two brothers.
啊，因为这两个孩子呢，啊，几乎变成仇人。
For her two children, because her two children had essentially become enemies.
啊，有时候我们为了我们的亲人或朋友，也会有这样的忧虑。
Sometimes we have this kind of worry towards our relatives or our friends.
哦，所以我们生活当中，我们真的需要力量。
And so in our lives, we truly need this strength.
不但这样子，我们也为了我们自己常常忧虑着。
And not only so, but we often worry for ourselves.
请看罗马书七章十九节。
Okay, Romans chapter 7, verse 19.
罗马书七章十九节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 19.
新约圣经216页。罗马书七章十九节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 19.
新约216页。 十九节，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
Verse 19, for the good that I will to do, I do not to do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice.
啊，这是人性的一个最大的痛苦，最大的软弱。
This is one of the greatest weaknesses and the greatest sorrow in our life.
我们不知道什么是对的，什么是应该做的。
It isn't that we don't know what is good and what we should do.
常常那个问题是做不到，做不出来。
Oftentimes the question lies in that we cannot do it, or we're not able to do it.
所以我们常常不能够面对自己的良心。
And so sometimes you can't even face our own conscience.
啊，只要我们是有良心的人，我们常常心中有这样的忧伤，这样的挂虑。
And as long as we do have a conscience, then oftentimes in our conscience we have this kind of worry and concern.
这是我们每一个人都面对的。
And this is something that every single one of us face.
所以我们需要有力量。
And so we need to have strength.
我们再看回腓立比书四章十二节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 12.
腓立比书四章十二节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 12.
新约281页十二节。
Verse 12.
保罗说：“我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，还谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。”啊，这里保罗提到很多这些他生活上所遭遇的事情。
Here Paul brings up a lot of things that he met up with in his life.
啊，从这个描述里头，我们看到一个事实。
And from this description, we can see a fact.
啊，就是我们所处的外在环境是不断的在变化。
It is that the environment that is surrounding us is continuously changing.
我们生活在一个变化很快的社会时代里头。
We live in this ever-changing environment.
哦，不但过去是这样，现在更是这样子。
Not only was it so in the past, but it is even more so now.
啊，有时候没有多久的时间，可能我们的遭遇，我们所处的环境是完全的不一样的。
And perhaps not too long from now, the environment that we will live in is completely different.
这里说到保罗说，有时候我是处在卑贱里头。
And here, sometimes Paul says that sometimes I am abased.
哦，如果本来就是卑贱的，倒也不觉得怎么样。
If at one point we were always abased, then we will not feel it. This is anything different.
但是有时候你是从很尊贵一下变得很卑贱。
But sometimes we are at this point where we have a lot, and then we become something that doesn't have much.
哦，怎么去面对它
？And how can we face this?
我们刚才提到的这个约瑟。
And just now we talked about Joseph.
哦，他不是被野兽吞吃了。
Joseph was not eaten by a wild beast.
哦，他是被他的哥哥们把他卖给人当奴隶。
Instead, he was sold by his brothers to become a slave.
哦，当然那些是他的同父异母的哥哥。
And of course, those were brothers who were not of the same mother.
本来是在家里头爸爸所最疼爱、最宝贵的。
And he went from being the one at home that the father loved the most.
我可以说就在一天里头，他变成这个最卑贱的当人家的奴隶。
And we can say that even in one day he became in the most abased position, being a slave of somebody else.
最痛苦的就是没有了爱。
And what was most painful was that he no longer had love.
在那个时代，谁还会去爱一个奴隶
？At that time, who would go and love a slave?
在家里有爸爸最大的爱。
At the home, he had his father's greatest love.
有时候我们会有这样的一个变化。
And sometimes we have this kind of change.
我们怎么去面对
？And how can we face it?
我们是不是要有一个力量去面对
？Do we have this kind of inner strength to be able to face this?
保罗这里说，有时候他是在丰富当中。
And Paul says sometimes he is abounding.
我在这个时代里头，有时候也会让你。短短的时间里头，你成为富翁。
And sometimes in this society, and for a short period of time, you become very rich.
哦，你突然富有了，你还能够保持着你的信仰、你的纯正吗
？And when you become very rich, all of a sudden, will you still be able to maintain your faith?
我们的环境一直的在改变。
Our environment keeps on changing.
我们需要去面对着环境。
And we need to face our environment.
我们需要有一股不变的力量在我们里头。
We need to have this unchanging strength within us.
再来，我们看我们如何在耶稣基督里头来得到这些力量。
And let us see now how we can receive this strength in Jesus Christ.
请看 腓立比书四章第四节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice.
喜乐是一股的力量。
Rejoicing is a strength.
这里保罗说，靠着主，我们能够有一个喜乐的态度，一颗喜乐的心。
And here Paul says that relying on the Lord, we can have a heart of joy.
而这喜乐跟乐观应该是不一样的。
And being joyful and being optimistic is two different things.
这个有的人太乐观了，结果呢，生活是不负责任的。
And some people are too optimistic and they are irresponsible in their life.
我把所有的责任都甩到一边去。
They throw away all the responsibility onto one side.
哦，什么都不管他，他很乐观。
And they don't care about anything because they're so optimistic.
啊，结果伤害别人，甚至伤害自己。
But they have hurt other people and perhaps they even hurt themselves.
那喜乐应该不是这样子的。
But joy is not so.
哦，所以保罗这里说要靠主喜乐。
And so here Paul says that we need to rely on the Lord to have joy.
今天我们所拜的神是存在的神。
Today, the Lord that we believe in is an existing God.
哦，他是全能的神。
He is an almighty God.
所以我们有一个很实质的依靠。
And so we have a very,
哦，靠着他，我们能够有喜乐的态度。
And if we rely upon him, then we will have this, this joy.
啊，这也是我们信仰追求的一个目标之一。
And this is also one of the goals that we need to pursue after in our faith.
让我们真的去体验、体会到这一位存在的神。
So that we can truly experience this, this God that exists.
哦，让他成为你生活当中的依靠。
And to allow him to become the reliance in our life.
那么你就真的在生活里头真的能够有喜乐。
And then truly in our lives, we will have this joy.
知道的善，你有力量去做出来。
And the righteousness that we know, we will have the strength to be able to do it.
我靠着他的帮助，能够过着彼此相爱的生活。
And through his help, we can lead a life loving one another.
我在家里头能够相爱。
And we can have love in the family.
在教会里头能够相爱。
And we can have love in the church.
我在我们读书的地方、工作的场合，我们也能够跟人相爱。
And even in our school or in our work, we can also love one another.
因为他说他愿意将他的灵充满我们。
Because he said that he is willing to fill us with his spirit.
啊，当我们被圣灵充满。
And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们实在感觉，实在知道他跟我们同在。
We truly know that God is with us.
我们被圣灵充满的时候。
And we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们实在能够感觉得到，我心中有一股力量。
We can truly feel that in my heart there is this strength.
我们再看第四章第六节。
Let's finish chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节。
7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
是的，在生活当中我们会有很多的压力、烦恼、挂虑。
And truly, in our lives, we will have a lot of pressure, a lot of worries, and a lot of concerns.
那这里保罗说可以把它放一边。
But here, Paul tells us that we can lay it aside.
啊，怎么放法呢
？And how do we lay it aside?
这里说借着我们的祈求。
And here it says through our supplication.
求主赐给我们信心。
We ask God to give us faith.
啊，让我们产生信心，将我们的重担、将我们的挂虑。来交给他。
And so that after we receive this faith, we will be able to give him all of our worries and concerns.
我们再看十三节。
Let's also look at verse 13.
十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
因为保罗的信心，所以他能够交托。
Because Paul had faith, that's why he was able to hand his problems over to God.
哦，所以他就说他凡事都能做。
And that is the reason why he said that he can do all things.
哦，无论在怎样的情况之下。
No matter what kind of circumstance he's under.
他都能够有力量去面对。
He can have the strength to face the circumstance.
这就是在耶稣基督里头的宝贵。
And so this is what is so precious about being in Jesus Christ.
这也是他所要赐给我们的。
And this is also something that God wants to give us.
将我们的担子来跟耶稣的担子做交换。
And so that we can give our yoke to God and exchange it with His.
耶稣说我的担子是轻省的。
And Jesus had once said that my burden is light.
我们不是不用担担子。
It is not that we do not need to carry a burden.
而是我们可以选择比较轻省的担子。
Instead, we can carry the lighter yoke.
这个世界上有什么比较轻省的担子？
And what kind of lighter yoke is there on this world today?
每一件事情都有每一件事情的难处。
Every single problem has their own difficulties.
有时候只是我们不知道。
And sometimes it is just that we don't know it.
当你真的在那个位置上的时候啊，你就觉得说，哎呀，怎么那么痛苦
？Until the point that we are actually in that position, then we'll feel how come it is so painful.
有人觉得当大官很威风。
And some people feel that to be of a high official is very glorious.
有人觉得说有钱人啊，非常的享受。
And some people think that the rich people enjoy so much.
有人觉得说当老板很有啊，很有权力。
And some people think that to become the boss, you have so much power.
有一天你真的当上了。
But one day when you truly become these people,
你才发现说，原来这里头有那么多的难过的事情、痛苦的事情。
At that time, you will know that in this position, there are so many things that cause you to have hurt or sorrow.
只有耶稣的担子是轻省的。
Only the yoke of Jesus is light.
什么是耶稣的担子？
And what is the yoke of Jesus?
耶稣说，你们要先求神的国跟神的义。
Jesus has said that you need to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
让耶稣在我们心中当王。
And to allow Jesus to become the king in our heart.
让耶稣在我们的生活当中当王。
And to allow Jesus to become the king in our life.
让耶稣在我们的家庭当中当王。
And to allow Jesus to become the kings of our family.
追求来照着他的教训来做。
And to pursue after doing all that he teaches us to do.
这就是追求神的国神的义。
This is what it means to pursue after the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
接着耶稣说，你们所需用的，天父知道，他要赐给你们。
And then Jesus goes on to say that all that you need, the Heavenly Father knows, and He will give it to you.
所以虽然我们有很多的挂虑。
And so even though we have a lot of worries.
但是我们可以向他祈求。
Well, we can pray towards Him.
我们可以跟他交换。这个担子
we can exchange our yoke with him.
我们再看腓立比书四章第八节
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 8
第八节弟兄们我还有未尽的话凡是真实的可敬的公义的清洁的可爱的有美名的若有什么德行若有什么称赞这些事你们都要思念第九节
verse 9
你们在我身上所学习的所领受的所听见的所看见的这些事你们都要去行是平安的神就必与你们同在
Verse 8 Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue or if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
这里告诉我们说在基督里头我们要去思想一些事情
and here it tells us that in Jesus Christ we need to go and meditate upon certain things
我去看去思想这些正面的人正面的事情
we need to go and look and meditate upon the people which are noble
我不但去思想而且呢照着去做
and it's not only to meditate upon it but actually we need to go and do it
所以保罗说你们都去做那么是平安的神就跟你们同在
And so Paul says that if you do these things then the God of peace will be with you
平安也是一个不变的力量
And this peace is also a strength that will never change
当你知道神跟你同在你就有平安你就有力量
When you know that God abides within you then you will have this strength and you will have this peace
那怎么能够得到神的同在
So how do we receive the abidance of God?
怎么去拥有这一份的平安
And how can we receive this kind of peace?
用我们的心去思想
And we meditate upon in our hearts
在用心思想之前当然先用我们的眼睛去看
And before we can meditate upon in our hearts then we need to go and look with our eyes
然后求主帮助让我也能够照着去做
And then we must also pray to God and ask Him for strength to do accordingly
圣经给我们的一个原则
And the Bible gives us a principle.
做了力量就来。
Once you do it, then the strength will come.
所以我们首先要去看对的事情，正面的事情。
And so the first thing we need to do is to see what is righteous, what is good.
希伯来书的作者说，在我们的周围有那么多的见证人。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that around us there are so many witnesses.
这告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
当我们来到教会的时候。
And when we come into the church.
你看什么呢？
What do you look at?
我们来到教会，看弟兄姐妹的优点。
We come to church and we look at all the good points of our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹有什么好的地方？
And we go and look at any kind of strength that a brother and sister has.
我们为他感谢神。
And we thank God for them.
我们也求神帮助我们能够像他那么好。
And we also pray and ask God so that we may be as good as they are.
我们来教会不是在看弟兄姐妹的缺点。
When we come to church, we don't come to see the weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
啊，如果我们只来看弟兄姐妹的缺点，你来教会会觉得不想来。
But if we come only to see the weaknesses of brothers and sisters, then when we're here, we don't feel like we want to be here.
哦，但是我们来了，我们都看弟兄姐妹好的地方。
But when we come, we take a look at all the strengths of brothers and sisters.
我们很喜欢来。
And then we really want to come.
而且我们得到力量，得到造就。
And then we receive strength and receive edification.
我们在生活当中也是这个样子。
It is the same thing in our lives.
在我们所处的环境里头。
In the environment that we live within.
我们多去看那些正面的事情。
We go and take a look at the things which are good, which are righteous.
虽然这个世界上没有一个完全人。
Even though there is not a perfect person in this world.
但是这个世界上也没有一个绝对的坏人。
But in this world, there is also not an absolutely bad person.
常常是我们怎么去看。
Oftentimes it is how we look at them.
像不好的人，在他身上也应该有一些长处，一些优点。
And no matter how bad a person is, they should still have some kind of good point.
我们去好好的去体会，然后好好的去做，我们就有力量。
If we go and experience this, and then we go and do it, then we will have the strength.
我们再看四章十一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足。这是我已经学会了。十二节
Verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
Verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
保罗为什么生活当中充满着力量？
Why did Paul have strength all through his life?
这里说他学会了知足。
And here it says that it is because he had learned how to become content.
那我们怎么能够有力量？
So how can we have strength?
就是在耶稣基督里头能够知足。
It is that in Jesus Christ we know how to be content.
一个人说，哎呀，糟糕，我只剩下100块。一个人说，还好，我还有100块。
Somebody may say that, oh no, I only have $100 left. When another person can say, oh thankfully I have $100 left.
遇到同样的，在同样的情况之下，
They're under the same circumstance.
但是所表现出来的，一个是非常的负面的，一个是非常的积极正面的。
And one person takes a very positive attitude, and another person takes a negative attitude.
那么这个消极跟积极那个关键在哪里？
And what lies between this positive and this negative attitude?
我们一个基督徒，那个关键就是在于基督耶稣是不是我们生活的满足。
And as a Christian, what determines this positive and negative attitude is whether or not Jesus Christ is the satisfaction of our lives.
如果耶稣是我们的满足，
And if Jesus is the satisfaction of our life,
那么我们的在生活上，我们会常常是很知足的。
Then in our lives, we will know how to be content.
我们会常常说，啊，还好，我还有100块。
We'll often say, oh, thank God that I still have $100 left.
那么为什么耶稣能够成为我们的满足？
But how can Jesus Christ become our satisfaction?
这个圣经里头的这个数学是非常奇特的。
What the Bible says is
这个 mathematical 数学啊，算数。
The mathematics in the Bible is very strange.
圣经里头有一个五加二等于五千。
In the Bible, there is 5 + 2 = 5,000.
很多小朋友应该都知道说，哦，就是耶稣五个饼两条鱼让。五千个这个成年人吃饱。
And a lot of children will say, "Oh, that's when Jesus allowed 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to be able to feed 5,000 people."
是的，今天我们所拜的神就是这样的一位神。
Truly, the God that we worship today is this kind of God.
他能够真的成为我们的依靠，成为我们的帮助。
He can truly become our reliance and become our help.
我们在他里头，真的他成为我们的满足。
And in him, he truly becomes our satisfaction.
如果物质是我们的满足。
If the material things become our satisfaction,
我们会常常说，我的够的就是比现在再多一点点。
then we will often feel that I will have enough when I have a little more than what I have right now.
哦，但是如果耶稣是你的满足，
but if Jesus becomes your satisfaction,
你会说感谢主啊，是给我现在所需用的。
Then we will say, thank God that He has given me what I need today.
啊，照着耶稣所赐给我的，我活得很快乐。
And according to what God has given me, I am living very joyfully.
我也知道，我如果需要的时候，主耶稣他会帮助我。
And I also know that in any time of need, God will help me.
哦，所以就成为一个很快乐、很有力量的人。
And then we'll become a very joyful and strong person.
再看第十四节。
Let's give verse 14.
十四节，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。啊，这里保罗又说了一啊，请念。
Verse 14. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress.
哦，这个中文圣经啊，保罗说了一句很奇怪的话，哦，受患难是一件美事。
And here in the Chinese Bible, it says that to have been in distress is actually a beautiful thing.
为什么呢
？And why？
哦，因为能够有这种受苦的心智，就能够产生力量。
Because when we have a heart to want to suffer, then we will be able to have the strength.
而且这也不是无缘无故的受苦。
And this is not just suffering for nothing.
哦，是在耶稣基督里头的受苦。
It is to suffer in Jesus Christ.
哦，为了信仰，为了耶稣基督。
It is for our own faith and for Jesus Christ.
哦，这种受苦要让我们产生力量。
This kind of suffering will give us strength.
我们常觉得最难胜过的就是胜过我们自己。
Oftentimes we feel that the hardest thing to overcome is ourselves.
啊，为什么我们不能够胜过自己？
And so why can't we overcome ourselves?
啊，常常就是我们没有受苦的心智。
A lot of times it is because we do not have the heart to want to suffer.
啊，当我们怕苦，我们就没有办法胜过自己。
When we are afraid to suffer, then we will not be able to overcome ourselves.
哦，啊，因为我们没有在耶稣基督里头。
Because we are not in Jesus Christ.
一个在愿意在耶稣基督里头的人。
A person who is willing to be in Jesus Christ.
他有愿意受苦的心智。
And he will have a heart to want to suffer.
我们最后看彼得前书四章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。第一节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1
新约圣经338页彼得前书四章第一节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1
第一节基督既在肉身受苦你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器因为在肉身受过苦的就已经以罪断绝了第二节
Verse 2
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再次度一下的光阴。请念。
Verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his life, rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
有受苦的心智，就要让我们成为一个得胜的人。
And if we have the heart to want to suffer, then this will cause us to become a victorious person.
啊，在我们做自己的工作事业是这样子。
And this is the way it is when we have our own careers in our life.
哦，一个肯吃苦的人，他容易成功。
A person who is willing to suffer is one who will be successful.
哦，在我们的信仰生活也是这样子。
And this is the same thing in our life of faith.
那问题是在于人能不能够吃苦。
And the problem lies in whether or not we can suffer.
哦，人人都知道，只要我肯吃苦，我会成功。
We all know that as long as I'm willing to suffer, then I can be successful.
哦，但是却吃不了苦。
But a lot of times we can't suffer.
啊，今天在耶稣基督里头，靠着主耶稣的帮助，我们可以吃苦。
But today in Jesus Christ, through the help of Jesus Christ, we will be able to suffer.
啊，只要我们愿意立志。
As long as we're willing to make this determination.
啊，约瑟他曾经立下志向。
Joseph one time made a determination.
哦，他要遵循神的旨意。
He wanted to follow the will of God.
所以当他遇到很大的这个试探的时候
，And so when he faced up with a huge temptation,
哦，他能够说出我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神呢
？He was able to say, "How can I do such a evil thing in front of God?"
哦，当他有这样的心智
，And when he had this kind of heart,
他就有了力量
，And he received the strength.
他就真的胜过了试探
，And he was truly able to overcome this temptation.
哦，他就成了一个得胜的人
And he became a victorious person.
所以今天我们在生活当中我们实在需要力量
And so today in our lives, we truly need strength.
而我们也真的能够得着力量。
And we also are able to receive this strength.
我们都是活泼有力量的基督徒。
We are all very active and strong Christians.
我们好好的去思想，去体味这个保罗的这段话。
And we think to meditate upon these words of Paul.